This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
1208 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night after hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up later this hour, why watching football over the weekend made me even more mad that the Giants didn't lose out to keep the number one overall pick. But right now, it's about the head coach search. Right now, it's about the Giants not being in the playoffs next year. And if the Giants hire the right head coach, whether that's John Harbaugh, whether that's Mike McCarthy, if they hire the right head coach, next season, the Giants will win 10-plus games, and we will be talking about Giants playoff football at this time next year. It's not a personnel issue. The roster is there. The quarterback is there. The running back room is there. The O-line is there. The D-line is there. The wide receiver is there. More wide receivers, I believe, will be coming to this team through the draft, through free agency. They have the personnel. This team was a victim of coaching this past season. If the Giants had John Harbaugh or Mike McCarthy as their head coach this year, they would have been in the playoffs. There were so many games decided by a couple of coaching decisions, by a couple of points. If you had the right guy driving this truck, the Giants would have been in the playoffs this past year. Now you give Jackson Dart another year to learn here, you meaning his second year in the NFL, with the right guy at the helm, a winner, a program builder, which Harbaugh and McCarthy both are. The Giants will win 10-plus games, and they will be in the playoffs at this time next year. That's why it's so important to get this right. That's why it's so important to not let Mike McCarthy slip through your fingers. Don't hire Kevin Stefanski. Don't hire a coordinator. Coordinator with zero experience. You have no idea if he knows how to win football games. And Stefanski, in Cleveland, lost more games than he won. He had an under 500 record. He stunk in his last two seasons. And I, for one, based on where the Giants are at right now as a franchise, don't think it's the right thing to do to hire a guy who was just let go for not being good at the job. Brian Daboll's not getting looks right now, is he, for head coach? I mean, maybe I missed something. Brian Daboll won a coach of the year, won a playoff game in his first year, same Stefanski, same as Kevin Stefanski. Yet nobody's lining up to hire Brian Daboll. So why should the Giants be lining up to hire Brian Daboll 2.0, which is Kevin Stefanski? Great offensive mind. Great. That's awesome. Would do well working with a quarterback? I have no doubt. But more goes into a head coach than just that. So if he wants to be the offensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski, if Brian Daboll wants to walk back in here and be the offensive coordinator, great. Now, I mean, That's kind of like your girlfriend breaks up with you. She dates a guy immediately after you, almost too immediate, where it's fishy. And then years later, you remain friends. And then years later, she invites you to the wedding. You still haven't gotten back on your feet. Maybe you bounced around, but you don't have a steady girlfriend. She invites you to the wedding, and you go. And you don't bring a date. That's what it's like if Brian Daboll were to take the job as the offensive coordinator. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But my point is that I would love to have Daboll as the offensive coordinator because I think that's where he's best suited. And I ultimately think that's where Kevin Stefanski is best suited, not as a head coach. And I know everybody's drooling over him. I just don't see it, and I don't get it. You know what I drool over? Wins. Getting to the playoffs. When this weekend and next weekend and the weekend after rolls around, that's where I want to see the Giants for the next 10 years. Because I think Jackson Dart is the next great quarterback in this league. And if I can pair him with the right head coach, a coach that knows how to win, then the Giants franchise will be back on track. Not just, oh, 1 year with Brian Daboll and it was, you know, overblown and it was just not what we all thought it would be. I don't want that. I don't want, oh, I've used this one before, fool's gold. I want sustained winning. And I want the right guy at the top of the helm here to do it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Patrick in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Patrick?
Not me.
Boogie.
Yo, what do you hear? What do you say? All good, bro. What's happening?
You just made great points. Like, when you came back on the air, literally, like, our team has improved a lot. You know, our defense, our O-line, our receivers, hopefully we get some more in the draft or we pick someone up. Our quarterback, running backs, I love it. We're pretty versatile. We're getting, I don't think.
Go ahead. I thought you might have cursed there, Patrick, so I put pop him back on.
Sorry.
Things. I think you cursed. It sounded like you cursed, at least.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good, but go ahead and just remake your point.
Yes, I think Harbaugh will be elite. I don't think Stefanski will be a perfect position at all. I know they were talking about him over the weekend. I think he's a little overhyped. I don't think he can handle even New York media or the job. Harbaugh, I think, would be great. McCarthy, even, too. Like, these guys are best. They're elite. We've seen their established, you know, course over the years. If we don't let one of these guys, you know, if we don't give these guys a position where they can't leave, like, I don't know what we're doing. We're missing a great opportunity. And I think we got a good opportunity for the next year. We got potential. It's just, you know, we got to make the right coaching efforts and, you know, coordinators, et cetera.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time, too, Pat. So, couple things there. You're right. It's also about the staff. I point to the Patriots as like the perfect example of that. Mike Vrabel is a great head coach. He is a great leader of men. He is the perfect guy that you want to lead your football team. But the secret sauce in New England is Josh McDaniels. He's the best offensive coordinator in the NFL. He got Drake May in year two to play at an MVP level. And he, along with Vrabel, are the reasons why the Patriots are already back to being at the top of the NFL. Now they have competition, but they're at the top. There's only a couple teams left, and they're one of them. So you're right. It's about building the staff. Now, I saw a picture going online or around online over the weekend, and it had to, I don't know who put it out there because I got it secondhand, you know, telephone, and I assume that person listens to After Hours because it was my perfect or ideal coaching staff for the Giants, sort of. They just put Harbaugh in instead of McCarthy, which to me, all right, fine, you put Harbaugh in there, but they had Harbaugh, who I'm all for. McCarthy or Harbaugh, to me, they're interchangeable. I like both a lot, and I think they're both like perfect candidates and would be perfect for the job. And then Mike McDaniel as offensive coordinator, Miami Mike, with his lady shades on, women's sunglasses, with the capris, with the sleeves rolled up, with his hair always gelled, hates the freezing cold, so do I. Positive Tommy, allergic to wintertime, can't stand it. And then Antonio Pierce as the defensive coordinator. That's what was circulating online over the weekend, which is what I laid out to you a couple days ago. And, by the way, a couple of weeks ago on Evan and Tiki.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Now, is it realistic? I mean, it depends. It depends on relationships, all those sort of things. But in a perfect world, dream scenario, and right now that's what we're doing. We're dreaming like this would be the best possible situation. We're not thinking realistic when it comes to the coaching staff. We're just thinking, oh, who would be perfect for OC? Who would be perfect for DC? It ultimately comes down to the head coach and who they want to hire and who they have relationships with, etc. But Miami Mike McDaniel as OC, great. To me, he's like a Stefanski. He's a good offensive mind, maybe even a great offensive mind. Did a lot in Miami with meh quarterback play in terms of offensive production. So I would like him as my guy that can develop the quarterback. Because to me, the OC develops the quarterback. The head coach, and you brought this up also, Patrick, in your call. The head coach has to deal with more than just developing the QB. Like, that's what I hear for Stefanski. Well, he can develop Jackson Dart. Well, then he's Brian Daboll. Because Brian Daboll was developing Jackson Dart, and he forgot to coach the rest of the team. And you lose sight of the other stuff. Specials, defense, offense, clock management, game plan, the media, all the players and what they deal with off and on the field, whatever. There's a lot. Management, the GM. You have to handle a lot of things, and you have things coming at you from a million angles, and you have to be able to handle it while also going out there on Sundays and winning games. And some coaches make it look easy. It's not. That's why there's so many firings in the NFL, because it's very difficult to win over the course of time, year in and year out. Some guys are able to do it. Tomlin, McVay, Reed, Harbaugh, McCarthy, and there's others that are a flash in the pan. Maybe they have one good year, maybe even two good years in a 5-6 year run. But then they're ultimately shown the door because it is extremely difficult to do the job. And I think Harbaugh can do it. He's shown that. He proved that he can do it over a very long period of time. And McCarthy has shown he can do it over a very long period of time in multiple stops, I might add, with a lot of pressure, too. There's pressure in Green Bay. Maybe not from, you know, there's a ton of media, but they're the Green Bay Packers. Like, LaFleur might get let go, and he's had, you know, pretty good success there. He's got a good resume, and yet they may run him out of town. And we know the pressure that comes with coaching the Cowboys, not just locally, but nationally, globally, from ownership, from the media, from the fans. Like, it's tough here, no doubt, but you're going to tell me it's any tougher than Dallas when it comes to being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys with their expectations and their ownership and the media coverage, both locally, nationally, the whole nine? And McCarthy was able to have success. And I think that says a lot. You know, you can do it in one place, great, but you do it in two different places? I mean, two separate? That's very impressive. Let's go to Eli in Rockland. What's up, Eli?
Tommy Lugauer, how are we doing?
What's happening?
I just want to get to my point. My cousin David from Brockley called last week, and I agree with him. Gone are the days of going to sleep listening to the fan. Man, Tommy, I just can't do it. You just can't do it.
Well, I mean, I know I bring the energy. I know I bring the excitement. I am a generational talent, the future of the radio station. And I'm going to be keeping a lot of people up at night. And that's a good thing because, you know what? The more listeners, the better it is for me, especially during contract season. And also, the more I could talk to you and the more we can sort of move the needle here. So for your, what did you say? It was your cousin, Eli? Is that who I talked to?
Yeah, he is.
Your cousin. So for you and your cousin, I appreciate, you know, staying up the long nights, the after hours here, especially tonight when I got you till 5 a.m. So all the love.
But now a dawn of the days where John Harbaugh comes to the New York Giants and we will see home playoff games in MetLife Stadium with Dart and Neighbors and Carnell Tate and Cam Scottie and a defense. Come on, I'm back. Back in the New York crew. The Dark Kiss, I'm back. Hey, back in the New York crew. Stand up. Stand up. Let's go.
Eli, I love the energy, bro. I do. Because that's the type of energy we need and the type of energy that is missing. When you look at a fan base and a city, football across the board, I mean, really, is just so down in the dumps. There's hope for the Giants, but it could still be screwed up. There's hope for the Jets. It could still be screwed up. Like, when you sat down on your couch, assuming you could watch all the games. Not everybody's capable of doing that based with the family and all that stuff. But, you know, with me, I don't have the kids and I don't have the Gideon the cat yet. So not that Gideon's going to stop me from watching games, but I don't have children. I'm not running around. Don't have to go to, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if we'll have enough time. I'm able to watch all the games. So I'm watching, you know, Rams Panthers and it's exciting. And I'm sitting there jealous that the Giants aren't in the game. And then I have to watch an absolute thrilling comeback classic win. Chicago, a franchise that, you know, a great franchise, a great city, a great, you know, just fan base. And they got to watch a thrilling comeback win against a hated division rival. And I'm jealous. Like, I can enjoy it as a sports fan. I can enjoy it as a sports talk host. It's exciting. It's great stuff to talk about. But then I'm sitting there going, well, you know, what about the Giants? Why can't they be in this spot? Like, I have the quarterback. I have the personnel, I believe at least. But I don't have the coaching yet. And that's why they have to make the right hire. And that's the excitement that Eli gave that I want to hear a year from now. Really throughout the year, throughout the football season, really from the moment they hire the right coach and beyond. Because it's been long enough that we've had to sit here and watch bad football. Football that generally ends around, I don't know, September 20th. Football that's just hard to watch. Frustrating football. And you got glimmers of hope this past year. The win against the Chargers, the win against the Eagles, about 3.5 quarters against the Broncos. Nothing with the last two games. More on that in about 20 minutes. Why watching football over the weekend, specifically Friday night, made me even more angry that the Giants won out and no longer have the number one overall pick. But that's the kind of stuff that you want to see. And that's the kind of moments you want to live in, what we got this past weekend. Let's go to Teddy in Manhattan. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
What's up? I would like to say that I believe that if the Bears, my Bears keep playing the way they are, they will win the NFC Championship.
Well, Teddy, I like your confidence. What I would say is this, and I thought this going into the playoffs, it's wide open. If you are a fan of any of the remaining teams, you have to believe you have a shot to get to the Super Bowl. The Eagles, the defending champs, are out. And even then, even so, they were up and down all year, especially offensively. And they just seemed off, really, from the get-go. And I expect a lot of changes in Philly. It would honestly stun me if we're sitting here week one and Hurts, Brown, and Sirianni are all back on that team. It seems like a marriage headed for divorce. Something is up. Something stinks. Something is rotten. Something is just not right. And with a GM that isn't afraid to really make big-time changes and do the things that make him so great, you know, Howie Roseman is sitting there and going, this football team looks broken, and it might need a major overhaul. Because we're strong in the trenches. We got a strong running game, but boy, head coach, quarterback, wide receiver, number one wide receiver, something is way off. The Chiefs are out of it. So obviously any team in the AFC had to go, Bills at the top of the list, had to be sitting there going, the road is never, you know, perfect, but it doesn't have as many bumps in the road if we don't have to look at Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce. So I would be, if I was a Pats fan, if I was a Bears fan, if I was a Rams fan, if I was a 49ers fan, Seahawks, Bills. I don't know if I forgot anybody. If I forgot you, sorry. But the teams that are remaining, I would be ecstatic and I would feel like, hey, I got a shot to win. I could win this entire thing. And I think that's part of why we got such a great weekend is because it is so wide open and the teams are also like close together. Like there's really no like superior team. You could even see it in the point spreads. Like a lot of the point spreads were 1.5, 3 points. So Vegas expected a lot of close games this weekend and it got a lot of close games, except for Sunday night, which was a total bore. I mean, that was like a wiffle ball game. I don't know what that was, a preseason game. And Justin Herbert's got a lot to answer for. And I was a supporter of Herbert coming out of college. Like, my thing with Herbert, when he first came out, I loved his arm talent. Still do. I think a lot of the hate for him, for me, when this was when he was a rookie, was there were a lot of people that bet on him when he was at Oregon and lost money. And they carried that over into his pro career. And they're like, this guy stinks. And I'm like, am I watching the same quarterback? He can sling it. When we get to the NFL and we've seen his career, regular season, he can sling it. Playoffs, he hasn't gotten it done. And he has now entered that category that you don't want to enter, which is, yeah, but, yeah, he's good, if not great. Herbert was in the MVP conversation earlier in the year. Yeah, but, you know, yeah, he's good, if not great at times in the regular season, but come playoff time, he can't get it done. He'll never win. And when you enter that, boy, the weight on your shoulders gets heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. And it's not easy to dig your way out of it. Like Staley was a total boob and just a buffoon as a head coach and needed to get canned, and he did. But now you have Jim Harbaugh. You have a great head coach, great. A guy that got to a Super Bowl with the Niners. A guy that built up Michigan, won a national championship. You have a superior and an outstanding head coach. You now have a team around you that's really good. You know, they spent capital and draft picks to build around him, and he's not getting it done in January. Could he be on the move in the offseason? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
How you doing tonight, Tommy? Tommy, I got a comment and two questions for
all
you.
All right, a comment and two questions. So what order? I mean, really, Bruce, it's your show, so it's up to you. Would you like to mix it up with a question, comment, question? Do you want to go comment, then two questions? Do you want to go two questions, comment? What order do you want to do?
I want to go comment, and then I'll ask the two questions, okay, and you can take it from there. Is that okay?
You know what? Yes, that's fine. I was thinking about, I also have to scratch my back. Can I do that between the comments, or you tell me? Again, Bruce, you're running the show right
now. Back. You can scratch whatever you want.
Well, I mean, it is a family program.
We're on the radio.
We are on the radio, so it is theater of the mind, but it's really more of a back, not a lower back. So it's just an upper back. So I'll tell you what, during your comment, I'll do the scratching.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I really feel comfortable with that.
No, that's okay.
Right.
I'm not going to take my shirt off, Bruce. But even if I did, we're friends here. This is an overnight family. I mean, this is NFL playoff weekend. The Giants aren't in it. The Jets, forget about it. More on them later. We could just let it loose here, I think. Really, it's after hours. So anything goes. But I'll tell you what. For you, Bruce, especially because I've been putting on a couple LBs, the internet keeps reminding me of this, I'm going to keep the shirt on because I'm rocking a little bit of a dad bod right now, and I'm not even a dad. So that's the worst possible spot you could be in, Bruce. If you have a dad bod and you're not a dad, then what are you doing? You know what I mean? Especially when I have thin legs, my face gets round. It's a whole mess. Not that you need to hear this, Bruce. It's really not your problem. It's more of a me problem, and I'll fix it. Winter Tommy will fix this, Bruce. And summertime, right, will be here soon enough. What is your comment, though, sir?
My comment is that the Chargers going back, this has nothing to do with Herbert, going back to when they were in San Diego post Stan Humphries.
Yeah.
They are like the biggest jokers in the NFL. Whether it's a regular season big game or a playoff game, they always lose. I don't have their records in front of me, but it seems like they always lose a big game. Always. They're just not a big game team.
Well, they're a losing franchise. And a loser franchise. And that was what I was alluding to earlier with the Giants. The Giants are not a loser franchise. When the Giants get to the playoffs, more often than not, they go on runs. They win Super Bowls. So they're not a loser franchise. But if enough time goes by and you don't win and you don't even make the playoffs, you become the Chargers. You become this team that everybody goes, yep, of course the Chargers lost. Yep, of course so-and-so team lost. And it's hard to wash that stain and stench off of your body. And that's a situation that I don't want the Giants to get themselves into. Because when you dig a hole deep enough and you jump into that hole, all of a sudden you can't see daylight. I don't think the Giants are there yet, but if they screw up this coaching and hiring process, now you have 3 or 4 years, because anybody you hire, you're going to give probably 3 or 4. I mean, Aaron Glenn's getting a second year, and he might even get a third if they makes any kind of progress. So you're going to give the guy 3 years minimum? 3 years of Jackson Dart's early career. You know, how many years are you getting to Cam Scataboo? How many elite years are you getting of Malik Nabers? Hopefully a lot. I hope for 10, 15, of course. But if you make the wrong decision, it could set your franchise back even further and you become that toxic team that is, yep, they never win. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here on After Hours. Let's go out to Ken in Plainview. What's up, Ken?
Yes. First of all, I'm glad to see that you got a regular gig on the radio.
Thank you,
Ken. I've always enjoyed listening to you.
You have that in common with my mother. So, okay. Go to bed tonight knowing that.
All right. I'm addressing the challenge that you made, a few days ago, to come up with a better and less pejorative term for tanking.
What word did you just throw at me there, sir?
Pejorative, negative term.
I have never, Ken, I am 40 years old. I'll be 41 in August. Send me money. I have never, ever in my life heard that word. Pejorative. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you an English major?
It means having a very negative connotation.
No, I understand the meaning. It's the fact that you use that word, which I would like to think that I've known a lot of words in my life and I've heard every single word. That word I have never, ever heard. So number one, good job by you, Ken, and you're right.
Oh.
This was actually something that I put out weeks ago. This is a mission to find a softer word for tanking because it does have a pejorative connotation that,
right,
just has that when you hear it. And I think a lot of fans out there and players and, media members – They don't like hearing the word tanking because they think it's bad for the sport. It just has a bad, you know, just a bad meaning to it. And if you soften it up, if you become like, you know, Walt Disney talking about Epcot, because think about it. When Walt Disney described Epcot, he made it sound so great. But the reality is, you go in there, you're standing on line for 3 hours to get on the three rides they have. It's 98 degrees weather all the time. You're sweating your ass off. Kids are sitting there crying, having meltdowns. And they're not even your kids. There's the kids that are, you know, you have your kids, but the kids next to you are crying 2 minutes into the park. You know, and it ends up being a great experience, but it's a tough one. But what Walt made it sound so great. So that's what we were trying to do here. We're trying to soften it up, Ken. So I'm glad you called, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Okay, it's not a single word, but it's maybe a four-word phrase.
Sure.
And it would be making a tactical retreat.
Well, here's the problem, Ken. Retreat is negative. That's the problem. It's purative, or whatever word you used. You can't have a word like retreat because it sounds like you're going backwards because that's the definition of retreat. So you can't say, well, we're retreating or we're diving or we're losing or anything like that. Because if somebody were to hear it, they would be upset. Now, speaking of the word we don't want to use, speaking of draft harvesting for a better tomorrow, I was very outspoken about the Giants and why they needed to lose out, why they needed to lose their final two games to secure the number one overall pick. They had the whole world in their hands. They had a golden opportunity. They were in a unique situation where they have already found the one thing that so many franchises look for. That is the franchise quarterback. They have that. And while they have that quarterback, they found themselves in a spot where they could secure the number one overall pick. In a year where there is a clear-cut number one overall quarterback in Fernando Mendoza. And you have another team in this town, and even if it wasn't the Jets, and it was some random team, but it is the Jets, and they do have a lot of picks. So whatever team had a lot of picks, it just happens to be the Jets. You have a team in the Jets who have a ton of first-round and second-round picks over the next couple years. So had the Giants lost out, because remember, the Raiders are not trading out of that pick. They're not. And they're not drafting Mendoza. They're going to draft him. So the Jets find themselves in a situation now where I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. But more on that later in the show. Had the Giants lost those games, had they had the number one overall pick, they could have traded it to the Jets. The Jets would have found their quarterback. Like hand in hand, the Giants and Jets could have had the number one overall pick. We had the opportunity, the Giants had the opportunity to save football in New York, to save the Giants and Jets franchise. We, as one, could have had the number one overall pick. Winning those two games that the Giants did, it has no carryover. It has no effect in the next year. Jackson Dart, 5 years from now, is not going to be saying, wow, I'm so glad we won those games against the Raiders, and the Cowboys because it propelled my career in this franchise. And now here we are at the pinnacle of the NFL. Not happening. Or not the reason, I should say. No, what would help you get to the Super Bowl in 5 years and win the Super Bowl is by having the number one overall pick, trading it for more assets. And when I saw Mendoza on Friday and Indiana absolutely light it up, as his stock, I mean, your stock can continue to grow even if you're the number one overall pick because, yes, you're going first, right? But the better and better you look in these games, because the games are getting bigger and bigger and the stages are getting bigger. More people are locked in to Indiana, Oregon in a semi than they would be a random Saturday game that the Hoosiers are playing. So more eyeballs and more, you know, media attention is on that game. And he threw for, what, 5 touchdowns or whatever it was? And I'm sitting there just aggravated because with each passing game that Indiana moves on and Mendoza plays well, his stock would have went up more and more and more. And if you are the Jets, how could you not have given up your picks for him, for Mendoza? So yeah, it's great. The Giants are picking 5th. Wow, okay, awesome. And they should get a great player there. But they had the perfect situation by losing out and keeping the number one overall pick because they had a team that is desperate for a franchise quarterback with a ton of picks. Instead, they went out, the Giants. Now they don't control the fate of football in this town. Now the Jets are on their own. Sorry. And I tried to help you. I mean, I tried. I know a lot of people don't like losing out and they don't want to, you know, even though we don't have a word for it yet with tanking, but they don't like that idea. You know, players want to win and the whole nine. Great, whatever. But this was a golden opportunity for both franchises to get better and to improve. And the Giants blew it. There's no other way around it. And it gets worse and worse with each passing day because with each passing day, the stock of Fernando Mendoza rises. And when they win the national championship, because I expect them to smoke Miami. And this talk of whether Indiana is the greatest college football team of all time, that I'm not going to go out on the limb and say. I think they are a very good team, if not great team, in a so-so year for college football. Is this team better than the Joe Burrow LSU team? I would say no. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow. I mean, that's pretty damn good. Is this team as good as those Miami teams that should have went back-to-back? They got hosed on that pass interference call. I mean, the backups on those Miami teams were all pros in the NFL. Is this Indiana team better than the USC teams with Reggie Bush? I would say no, but they're very good. They might even be great, but it's a so-so year. Mendoza's the goods. I mean, he's just, especially in this draft class, I mean, he is the guy. He's the clear-cut number one quarterback. Any talk of Dante Moore, even if he comes out, being the number one over Mendoza is all gone now because that was some of the discourse going into the game. Well, what if Oregon wins and Moore outplays him? I was like, first of all, Mendoza already outplayed him in Eugene, so meaning on the road in Oregon's, on their field. So already had a leg up on him. And then Mendoza goes out there and has one of the, you know, great performances you'll ever see in a spot like that. And Indiana completely rolls another team. And for those that are going to call and ask about it, I said it last week, I'll say it again. Kurt Cignetti is not leaving Indiana to coach the Giants. He has a job for life in Indiana. He could stay there as long as he wants. He could get paid a gazillion dollars to be the head coach of Indiana football. He took a team that was only known for basketball and is going to bring them a national championship. That is job security that you can't put a price tag on. Plus, he's getting paid a ton of money anyway. And I still think if he's going to leave that program, he would leave for a blue blood. I know it's a lot more, you know, less job security if you go to Ohio State or Michigan or Notre Dame or LSU. But still, they're going to pay you a ton of money and Indiana would pay you. I'm not saying that would be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, but maybe 10, whatever, you know, just after a long time at Indiana. If he ever does leave, let's put it this way. If he ever does leave, it would not be for the NFL. It would be for a bigger program in college football. Okay, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, a little Lugie in the late night here. Got you till 5 a.m., so we'll get back to your calls on the Giants. We will open up the conversation to the Jets, why I think Woody Johnson should get a serious wake-up call if he was able to, or if he does, look around the landscape of the NFL playoffs right now. Could there be some quarterbacks that we weren't thinking about going into this weekend that might be available now for the Jets to trade for as far as to make their starting quarterback and to be their QB1? We'll go through all the games from this wild card weekend. There were a lot of great games. We'll talk about that, sort of the fallout from all of them. Mix in a little bit of baseball and Knicks as well, because I got you for 5 hours. But it's going to be mostly football here. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
10 minutes in front of one here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night, After Hours. Got you till 5 a.m. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second here. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The first game of the NFL wild card weekend was Rams-Panthers. There was weather expected in that game, a lot of rain, so you were wondering, boy, if they get, you know, torrential downpours, we might get a boring, slog, low-scoring game. You know, luckily the weather held off, and what we got was a very, very, very exciting game. Now, I, full transparency, picked the Rams in our predictions on Evan and Tiki before the year to get to the Super Bowl. So I was very high on the Rams going into the year. I didn't put any sort of credence into Matthew Stafford. Remember, there was that whole thing with Matthew Stafford in August that he might have been cloned? There was just like this internet rumor that Matthew Stafford was a clone. You know, clone or not. I mean, he's a great quarterback. And I expected with Puka and Puka Nacua is having one of the great seasons ever as a wide receiver. Davante Adams, a young, getting better defense, obviously a great head coach. I really liked the Rams and what they brought to the table. So I was very confident, you know, all year going into the playoffs. And I got to be honest, I thought, and I've been a team that kind of has kept an eye on Carolina all year, you know, full transparency. I do bet on the games, and I've noticed they've kind of been an every other week sort of team. Like, they'll have a bad week, they'll have a good week. They'll have a bad week, they'll have a good week. So they were coming off a loss, so they were due for a good game. But I was kind of thinking, all right, Rams, you know, they'll roll in this one. They'll cover the 10. They'll kind of have their moment. And Bryce Young and Carolina, they were up for the challenge. Now, late in the first half, and if you had, my buddy did, if you had Rams minus 5.5 in the first half. My condolences, because I don't know how you could have a worse beat than that. They get a turnover up 10. The guy in the Panthers muffs a punt. Rams get the ball up 10, couple minutes to go. Remember, you're laying 5.5 and you're up 10, you have the ball. Rams, I think, don't score. Let me get this right. Yeah, they don't score. And then the Panthers drive down the field with like a minute and something left or whatever. They score. Rams get the ball back. You can still get a field goal. Puka Nacua, who never drops the ball, drops an easy one where they would have gotten a field goal. You don't cover the number. And I get it, if you don't gamble, you don't care. But for those that did, my condolences. But there's always two sides to that. If you had Panthers first half, you are thrilled. Anyway, Bryce Young, really, because he's gotten a lot of flack. And I thought at one point he was the worst quarterback in the NFL. And I thought they'd move on from him. For his first playoff game in that kind of environment, now, not a ton of pressure, obviously. You're the Carolina Panthers, but still, you know what I mean? Like, if they got their asses handed to them, nobody would have blinked an eye. Everyone would have said, all right, good year. But they battled back. They went, you know, toe-to-toe with one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Now the Rams pulled it out, but I think Carolina and Bryce Young showed you a lot in that game. And with a weak division, if Bryce Young can continue to develop and they continue to build around him with skill position players, they could be a team that, at the very least, contends for a division title. Like, it's a wide open. Like, the Bucs are going to be, year in and year out, the team everybody probably points to as the favorite. Shuck played really well for New Orleans, and Kellen Moore had himself a nice first year. So I think New Orleans is in the conversation. Atlanta has a ton of talent. They just might not have the quarterback, unless you believe in Michael Penix Jr. We'll see what they do at head coach. And then you have Carolina. And as far as the Rams, I know Stafford got hurt. His finger got hurt. I think he's going to go get it checked out this week. Obviously, he's going to play. But how will that affect him in this next round? And they will play the Bears in Chicago, which is, and we'll talk about the games more as far as next weekend as we get later on in the week here on After Hours. But that's a very interesting game because the Bears definitely have a little bit of magic. I think they play with fire too much, but they have a little magic going for them. And that'll be an interesting game. But yeah, it was a great way to get the weekend kicked off because I think in most people's mind, and always that first game is a throwaway. You know, it's usually the Texans that play in that game or the Bengals or it's always Jaguars they throw in there. They give you teams that are either in a bad market or they just don't think are like sexy enough. And, you know, in this case, it was the largest point spread, 10.5. So Vegas, who usually is pretty close to being right, thought it would be a blowout. It ended up not being a blowout. I think it set the tone for a great weekend of NFL football up until tonight, which you got a total slog bore fest. But really great game, great showing for Young, great showing for the Panthers. And if you're, I would have been interested to see the fallout had the Rams lost. There's a lot of people that think McVay could leave. And to me, Sean McVay strikes me as a guy that would go to television. Speaking of television, and we're going to bounce around tonight, but speaking of television, I'm not going to say Tony Romo stinks, but he has taken a lot of steps backwards. He's not as good as he was in the beginning. And I think part of that is because he was able to tell the future early on because he had just left the sport. So he was more familiar with the quarterbacks. So he kind of knew their tendencies. So he was able to predict what was going to happen next. And now that it's gotten further along, really all he's good for is like golf banter with, you know, Jim Nance. And the, here we go, Jim, you know, even which even now has become a caricature of itself. And I think he's taken a couple steps backwards. Some people think he stinks. I don't think he stinks. He's just not at the level he was at. And I got to be honest, Tom Brady is excellent. His first year was bad, no doubt. And I think people had to get used to his voice. He's kind of like me. You know, you first hear my voice and you're like, who the heck? Does he have photos of management naked? I do not. I don't even have photos of Al Dukes naked. And even if I did, I don't think I could use it as leverage. I mean, if Al Dukes naked photos, that doesn't scream leverage. But I don't have any leverage on upper management. But sometimes when you hear my voice, you're like, really? For radio? And then you see my face and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. I get why he's on radio. But I think that was the same with Brady. He doesn't have maybe the world's greatest broadcast voice. And I think that first year, you know, trying to thread the needle of how he's involved with the Raiders, not being able to necessarily attend all the meetings as a broadcaster because of rules in the NFL. A lot of pressure on you. They had the Super Bowl, Fox did. He struggled and wasn't great. But now, I think he's awesome. And I would argue, some would say Buck and Aikman. Right now, KB and Brady are the best duo in the business. I like Tom Brady. I've always liked Brady, but and if he wants to date, 23-year-olds, really? That's what we're going to get nuts about? Who cares? And Tom Brady's living his life backwards. Like, he had to, it would be nice to live this life, anybody to live this life. Like, he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a Hall of Fame career. I'm going to date, marry a supermodel. And then what I'm going to do is, because think about this, you could divorce a supermodel, and then I'm going to date 23-year-olds. You know, he's Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. No matter how old he gets, they stay the same age, which, I'm not going to kill him for that. Now, maybe if I had a 23-year-old daughter, I'd feel differently, but I don't. I don't. So I see it through the lens of, 40-something-year-old that probably, I wouldn't say I'd necessarily want to be Tom Brady, but I mean, at the same time, like, would I want to be on a yacht with DiCaprio and all these supermodels? Of course. And if I win the lotto, I will be, because I'll tell the wife to go hit the bricks. I mean, come on. No kids. She could have the cat. That's fine. I don't mind. The cat could visit every once in a while, but overall, see ya. But yeah, Brady's doing a terrific job. And I think he's the best in the business right now. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, a little after hours, got you till 5 a.m. Next hour, we'll get back to your calls on the Giants, on the playoff weekend. I know some of you have some suggestions and phrases for a softer term for the word tanking, so we'll get to everything that has to do with that. Plus, the Jets. Should Woody Johnson get a wake-up call looking around the NFL playoffs? I think so. We'll get into that. And based on the fallout of this weekend, could some new names in the quarterback pool be out there for the Jets to acquire in the offseason? We've heard a lot about Joe Burrow, but could there be some other names that are on the block for the Jets to acquire in the offseason? Plus, we'll get into some baseball as we get, deeper into the morning here. A little bit on the Knicks as they bounce back tonight and Josh Hart's return to the lineup. So a lot to do. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night after hours here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.